I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. I think we could discuss this, EB. We're talking about something off air.
I don't want to.
Well, you're wondering whether we stole a segment 20 years ago
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
We had good times back then.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think we did. I don't think we did either.
I'm pretty confident that we had a movie come out, and back when we were at HFS, like, we did the Shea Whitey rapper contest because we had the tickets to give away for the premiere for 8 Mile. Mm-hmm. And we used to get a lot of movies that we would have to promote. And the movie came out for that particular contest.
Mm-hmm. I just don't want to get into it.
Okay. It's fine. It's fine. You don't have to get into it.
Yeah.
All right. It is Open Line Thursday. Yeah. Phone number is 800-636-1067.
I wanted to get into the Colin Cowherd audio when he was talking about Jaden Day. I don't know if Valdez has that ready to go.
I know. But I think Drabby asked him to pull it up. I was listening to it actually this morning when I was driving. Yeah, it was actually a really good conversation. I'm not a Colin Cowherd guy, for or against. I just don't listen to the guy. But I listened to this segment, and I thought he made quite a few good points. Quite a few interesting points, for sure.
About Jaden.
I'll say this. About Jaden and about quarterbacks. It's very similar to what I think about quarterbacks and fit and how all these guys are great. A lot of them. It kind of depends on where you land. It's so huge.
Yeah.
And also
who you have around you.
He also had a very interesting point about where you came from. But I don't know. Let's listen to.
Let me just preface this by saying I do listen to Cowherd on occasion. I mean, he's on TV. That's what I see when I see him on TV. Because I don't even know if he's available on the radio here. I do know. I saw him say he believes that Jaden Daniels he said only two rookies he's ever seen have had years like Jaden Daniels had. He said Jaden Daniels and Andrew Luck, best rookies he's ever seen.
Right. He keeps alluding to that kind of in this conversation.
Jaden Daniels got some breaks. Number one, he didn't go to Chicago. They can't get quarterback right. Number two, he didn't get a coach on the hot seat. Number three, he didn't get the oldest and arguably strangest ownership group in the NFL, the McCaskies. That stuff matters. Instead, he goes to Washington, and his loony owner got flushed out at the end of that last season. So he gets a new owner, new GM, new coach, new momentum, new culture, with a very, very mature number one wide receiver. And he wasn't the number one pick. He was the number two pick. And we always spend more time talking about the number one pick. So I'm not saying he landed in Kansas City like with Andy Reid and Mahomes, but ask yourself this. And I love Jaden Daniels, but this is where Andrew Luck has him beat. Think about the winningest quarterbacks in the last several years in the NFL. Mahomes, Lamar, Josh Allen, Jaden Hurts, Jordan Love. What do they have in common? None of them entered the league in chaos. Here's who did. Bryce Young, Caleb Williams, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence. Not so shockingly, they've had bumpier roads and more turbulence. I mean, a great example is Bo Nix. Half the GMs were not high on him. He gets Sean Payton, a good O-line. He looks great. Caleb Williams, everybody kind of thought he was special. Bad everything. Coach, coordinators, O-line. He looks completely lost. So don't undervalue, even for somebody as good as Jaden Daniels, don't undervalue how many breaks he got. I mean, the owner, sharp. The general manager, Adam Peters, super sharp. Cliff Kingsbury may not be a head coach, excellent coordinator. The O-line, PFF had it ranked number 10, a mature receiver at number one. And even if he wasn't mature, he's a number one receiver. And a very workable schedule. Remember this, Jaden Daniels only one time last year beat a playoff team. And that was against Philadelphia when Jalen Hurts got hurt and most of the game he faced Kenny Pickett. So if you look at the quarterbacks he beat, it was Daniel Jones twice, Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson, and the disaster in Cleveland, Andy Dalton, Caleb Williams, Will Levis, Jake Haener, Michael Penix, Trey Lance, and Kenny Pickett. He played Lamar Baker and Jalen Hurts. He lost. He even lost to Russell Wilson. So two things can be true. I think he's just a tremendous player. But the landing spot is really crucial. And what you think of Washington is, what a mess. They weren't a mess. They had all new people. Remember before, J-Mac and I argued about this. J-Mac said, how can you be good with all that change? And I said, when all the stuff you flushed out was awful and all the new stuff is good, I am for change. And I told you, I thought he was going to look like Lamar Jackson, not quite as nimble athletically, but much better in the pocket. And that's what happened. But do I think Jaden Daniels, if you put him in Carolina, would have been that? I do not. Where you land really matters.
I think it makes a really compelling argument. And yeah, he's not knocking Jaden.
They're all good points.
So I know that there's probably HGTC crowd. Yeah,
he said he's great.
I'm sure that they hear what they want to hear. I'm sure there's HGTC crowd that are just like livid. No, he's not knocking. I mean, he's just saying where you land does matter. Yeah. He also later, you don't have to keep playing it. I feel like we like stole from him almost. We let him do a segment for us.
Yeah.
He also made a great comment later, Valdez, where he said, he was talking about Brock Purdy. Mm-hmm. And that Brock Purdy, God, remind me where he came from. Iowa State. Right. Yep. Brock Purdy coming from Iowa State. And he said, Cal, those quarterbacks, they don't have perfect situations like they have at Alabama. And they learn how to deal with adversity. And this is a separate issue. But he said, like at Alabama, all those quarterbacks, they got all day. They got the greatest coaches, the greatest talent. They don't have any adversity. They come to the NFL level, and Bryce Young's not to say he's bad, but he hasn't dealt with all the stuff he has to deal with, right? These other guys, they're running around like a chicken with their head cut off, learning to make plays on the run, learning how to deal with adversity, learning how to create, right? I thought it was an interesting comment. Whereas, when you come from a school that's not as polished and as elite, it might be a better breeding ground for a quarterback.
There's definitely some truth to that.
Yeah.
I think Quinn, after they drafted Jaden Daniels, actually said him transferring was a positive, mm-hmm. because it showed that he could work in two different systems.
For sure.
With two different coaches,
pick it up,
different schemes, different players, and could succeed in both.
Definitely. Definitely.
Well, look, if Jaden was drafted by Ron Rivera, and Dan Snyder still owned the team.
Right.
I mean, I think it's obvious he probably would. He certainly wouldn't have had the year that
I don't even remember. Who was Ron's coordinator? Who was Ron's OC?
Right. Scott Turner originally, then the enemy. Yeah. Your boy,
it was
the enemy.
Oh. Yeah.
The enemy, he would have ruined him. Oh, my God. The enemy would have ruined him.
Yeah. He wouldn't have had the success that he had last year. That's pretty obvious.
Well, remember, the enemy had that one game when Sam Howell dropped back
like 50 times
and they had 11 runs. We're like, wasn't this guy a running back?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you got a new guy out there. You're trying to, remember, I was so critical of Kingsbury for being early on. He was a little
training wheels. Yeah.
And the first couple games, especially like week one, they really didn't have him push the envelope. But I thought that Jaden was particularly advanced. It appeared. Let's let this kid go. But you can only imagine what Bienemy would have done with him. He'd be dropped back and throw 50 times.
But he'd run 25 times.
Yeah, or he'd run 50 times.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that Cowherd talked about, we've talked about ad nauseum in terms of the breaks that they got on the field.
That's true.
On the field against against the teams that they beat, against the quarterbacks they beat.
Not to say that we're not going to be good, but they did. They benefited, and they capitalized also with what they did on fourth down and all that.
Yeah.
But there's no doubt that Josh Harris created an environment that is totally different than Dan Snyder. It's not to say that you're going to hit on the quarterback, but Peters, Quinn, Jaden did walk into a better situation.
Let me tell you something.
It's not to say he wouldn't be good in Chicago or Carolina, but it would not be the same situation as what he had here.
I'm willing to even go so far as to say if Dan was here, he would have traded up to get Caleb. Because Caleb was sexy name, and he wouldn't have known nothing about Jaden. He wouldn't have known nothing about Jaden. He would have advocated. No,
it'd hopefully have been Haskins all over
again. He would have advocated trade up for Caleb. And not to say Caleb's bad, because I think Caleb in the right situation could be a stud. Mm-hmm. And I just think he's going to be a little bit of a roller coaster, but you think he's got super talent. But the ownership is a massive
factor. It would have been totally different.
It would have been totally different.
Yes.
And
front office, totally different.
We argued last year about how we tried to do the whole credit pie and how much Cliff Kingsbury was part of the offense's success. But in Chicago, Caleb Williams went to a offense coordinator that gets scrutinized all the time. Mm-hmm. And then his head coach gets fired midway through. It was a fortunate situation. That said, just a little tidbit is for his argument. He was like, yeah, when he faced Lamar and he faced Baker, he didn't beat him. Well, he did beat Baker in the playoffs.
He beat Baker.
Mm-hmm. And he beat Jared Goff in the playoffs.
Correct.
So, yes, the regular season, they took advantage of lesser quarterbacks.
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. But like you said, when you get in the playoffs, you're going to be facing good quarterbacks. So,
but they also were coming off a 4-win season.
Yeah.
And turn that into 12 wins in the regular season plus 2 playoff games.
I mean, the roster was completely flipped. It was completely flipped.
I will say I'm getting a little skittish now because where offenses look, I keep saying it today, the offenses looked suspect all camp. Doesn't mean anything, but it's meaning something in my brain. Okay?
You need a soccer performance?
I need some sort of fake breakout performance to get my enthusiasm back up.
If Jaden steps on the field and they just one drive.
That would
and
help.
Score.
That would help. Get everybody involved. Certainly it'll help you get 17 back in there. But also just all the breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And you got me thinking yesterday. I hadn't really thought about it. I don't really care about it. But the Giants are going to be formidable. It's not going to be a pushover.
Yeah, they're not. They're not going to be a 3-14 team.
Yes, they're not.
They might win 6 or 7, but that's clearly much better than last year.
Who cares if they only win 6 games, but every game's close or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's different. I think they're going to be different. So I have to say I'm shaking in my boots a little bit.
Yeah, but you still think that they're going to average 29 points a game. So
I did until this camp, and now we just can't move the ball, can't score against anybody.
Yeah.
Well, I actually have lost my swagger on that, too.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe I've lost my swagger.
Cliff's saving the good stuff for the opponents.
I know that's generally true. I'm just being reactive. And right now, it's kind of being annoying that every day the reports are offense basically sucked.
I've agreed, though, with your premise all along that I believe they're a better team, particularly on offense. All right, this is assuming Terry's playing.
Right.
They may not have a better record. They're not going to have a last-place schedule.
I've said that for 6 months straight. Yeah.
To me, it's almost common sense. They're going to have a tougher schedule.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're probably not likely to catch the breaks they particularly caught on the back end when they faced the just horrendous quarterbacks
correct.
And Jake Haener.
You know what?
So they could win. They could be a better team, but win 2-3 less games.
Easily. That's what I've
and
said
not,
for
And maybe
six
not
months.
Even make the playoffs.
I think I said it before last season even ended. I was already doom and glooming, being worried.
But I think it could flip on a dime, EB, if in week one they put up 35 points because Jaden's there and Terry's there and the offense
That'll
rolls.
That'll be all is right with the world.
Like it did in the playoffs for the most part.
Yes.
Where they weren't. I mean, Trustway, if you were to compare Trustway's stats from 2023 to 2024, it's night and day. The amount of punts.
He had a million punts one year and like five last year.
He had games where he didn't punt the ball.
Correct.
Right.
In the playoffs.
It's just think about how disappointing it would be, though, if they do take that step back and don't make the playoffs this year with all the people they added, with all the hype they've gotten in the offseason. The expectations are there.
No doubt. 800-636-1067 is the number. It's Open Line Thursday. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at 1-888-EAR-POD-1
on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.